is to stand still and leave the rest of your efforts with God. Ephesians 6:13 says, "And having done all, to stand." This phrase refers to putting on all the armor of God, the first being the waistband of truth. It's important to note that this is not a reference to the facts of the gospel, but to subjective truth, a believer's integrity, and his faithfulness. I should say objective truth and believer's integrity and faithfulness. A believer that has done all that he knows to do can now live in his or her integrity. 2 Timothy 4:7 and 8 says, "I have fought the good fight," Paul says. "I finished the course. I've kept the faith. And by the way, in the future there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day." But notice, not only me, friend, but also to you who have loved his appearing. Again, Romans 12:18, "If possible, as much as lieth within you, or depends upon you, be at peace with all men." 1 Peter 2:23, "And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but he kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously." You see, you'll still get accusations. You'll still get people throwing things up in your face. But if you have done everything you know what to do, you become a blameless man, a blameless woman. You, having done all, you can stand, knowing God fully understands you. I remember my own daughter, I was going to speak at a men's retreat. And while I was packing the car, she walked by and I stuck my arm out to stop her and give her a hug. And she walked right through my arm, pushed my arm back and went up to her room. I thought, wow, I wonder what that's all about. So later on, I went up to her room and door was closed. That's one indication I'm in trouble. So I knocked and I went in, and there she was sitting cross-legged with her back against the headboard of her bed. And I sat down on the edge of bed and I says, "Deed, I think I've done something. Would you share with Dad what I've done?" No answer. "Try it again." No answer. Then I said, "Well, would you be willing to pray for Dad?" And she said, turned to me and said to me, "That will do no good." Whew, boy, I just sunk. So I lightly gripped her hand and walked out of the room. As I walked down the hall, I said to myself, "I'm going to call this church, this men's group, and tell them I'm not coming. How can I come and tell them how to build relationships with their daughters, their sons, and their spouses, and my own daughter doesn't even trust God?" Then God's Spirit said to me, kind of prompting my heart, he says, "Now, Chuck, you're ready to go. Because you're now going to go with a whole new attitude and understanding of what these men have been through. You've done all you can to try to reach out to Dee Dee right now, and more will come later. But now go a little more humbler than you were a little while ago and share how they too can have a relationship." You see, a blameless man realizes he will make mistakes. You've made some too. You'll understand that what it means to be a blameless believer. It's one who's done everything he can or she can to reconcile everything that's in his or her circle of responsibility. If you just take a moment out to ask God, and not in a condemning, abusive way, but just ask God to search, take the Shekinah glory of his light into your heart, and look for things there that would cause that you have caused an offense, only for the purpose of using his biblical tools to bring you healing and maybe healing in other relationships. Have you assumed full responsibility for your behavior? No, I don't mean what your wife or husband or kids. Have you right there? Have you assumed full responsibility for all your actions? Have you acknowledged them? Have you taken every step that you know of, that God's revealed to you, to rebuild trust? And having done that, do you feel comfortable to welcome any impartial examination of your life? Have you used your biblical tools to end the control of guilt? And can you distinguish between true guilt and false guilt? Have you accepted the consequences of your behavior? Things that may not be able to be changed in time? Are you staying accountable, keeping short's account with God personally first? And then have you taken your failures that you've corrected through Christ? You've now stepped out in boldness to help minister to others, to free them. Are you building on the mistakes that you have made in the past? Finally, are you able to stand? Stand when you've done all that you can. All that can be done is done. Dear friend, you and I experience and do the same thing the pagans do. The difference is we have the tools, the power to use the tools, and the life experience of training to use the tools. Are you going to use or continue to use those tools? Your quality of life will be in direct proportion to the tools that you use for your benefit and for God's glory. Thank you, dear friend.